The recommendation set out by CEDAW, the five policy goals of GAP, policy goal 1, leadership and governance, policy goal 2, economic empowerment, policy goal 3, institution gender mainstreaming, policy goal 4, eliminating of gender-based violence, and policy goal 5, access to justice, outlined the gender equality priorities in Maldives. The question also asked significant results or the achievements of GAP. I would like to highlight the achievements under GAP. Policy goal 1, completions and validations of assessment of gender dynamic in local government by LGA and UNDP. Completions of consultancy to translate the actions under the goal into an actionable intervention by the ministry. Policy goal 2, sustainable number of women trained and provided greater access to the market. We were BCC and SDFC. The Ministry of Tourism has launched initiative to increase women's representation in tourism. Policy goal 3, completion of comprehensive gender adults in the health and judicial sector. Initiation of strengthening the gender inclusive initiative in the Maldives. The project with the plan of pilot gender responsive budgeting in selected ministries. Appointment of Maldivian gender equality model advocates in all ministries and selected states institute in 2023 and oriented including gender sensitizations provided to 29 Maldivian gender equality model advocates in June 2023. A country study of the use of gender sensitizing in policy making was conducted by Paris 21 in 2023. Finding of the study will be disseminated this year and will be incorporated to development of national gender statistics strategy that is currently ongoing in this partnership. Policy goal 4, development and adoption of revised guideline of health sector response to the GBV, conclusions of nationwide campaign to prevention of DV, Geveshi Gulung, adoptions of third domestic violence prevention national strategy 2023 to 2027 and development joint action plan for DVPNS. Policy goal 5, training provided to judges on concept DVPA and SOA, including incorporation of gender sensitization in induction for the judges. Regarding the question on women's decision in the parliament, with regard to this question, the women representation in the parliament currently is 3.2%. Government acknowledges the low rate of women representation in the current cabinet and parliament. Discussions are undergoing to introduce actions in strategic action plan, which will further improve participation of women's decision making. Plans are undertaken to launch a women's leadership program to deliver training, raise awareness, and build skills to achieve transformation change in the empowerment of women and development capable women leaders. Regarding the question on PWDs, I'd like to highlight that the government has reoriented its focus on working towards preventions. As such, the government has several initiatives to identify vulnerable individuals in the communities and provide the necessary protections. For instance, a community social group, IBAMA, is a multi-sectoral platform at the city and island level for identifying vulnerable children and families and linking them with the service. This platform brings together a social service providers as such education, health protection, and local governance at island level. IBAMA enhances access to social service and reinforces the country's decentralization process and local governance. As of Halu Kihine program is also a new initiative taken under the Ministry of Social and Family Development, aims to address the residents' concerns while also increasing communal well-being. The program objectives to this foster opens communications between the public and the government so that the people's concerns are views are heard and their needs are satisfied. Halu Kihine collaborates with the relevant government authorities and organizations to assist solutions to identify the problems, enabling more responsive and effective programs. The government also commits to continue Geveshi Gulung campaign to aim promoting positive and non-violence family relationship and gender equitable values. Regarding the questions of Rugia, we will be providing a response in tomorrow's sessions. Thank you. That will be all in my remarks.
Thank you, Ifada. Madam Chair, we will now proceed to issue number 10. Some of the information that was just shared by the Ministry of Social and Family Development adequately covers the questions